Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. God's protection is our focus today.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender.
Father in heaven, we know that nothing, absolutely nothing, is too hard for you. You spoke and created all things. You can certainly guard and protect us and deliver us from anything that might harm us, just as you have promised in your word. Nothing can take us out of the safety of your almighty hands. Just as we read in Exodus 23, and hear the words to your children, "See, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you." And Lord, as we consider the account of Joseph and we listen as he explains God's plan to protect his brothers and the nation, "It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives. This famine that has ravaged the land for 2 years will last 5 more years, and there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. God has sent me ahead of you to keep you and your families alive and to preserve many survivors." Father, please allow us to rest in your precious promises of protection so that we may enjoy your peace.
Joseph took his wife and her child, and they went to Africa to escape the rage of a deadly king. There along the banks of the Nile, Jesus listened to the song that the captive children used to sing. They were singing,
"My deliverer is coming, my deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming, my deliverer is standing by."
Out of Lake Sangre's broken heart, there in the Sahara winds, Jesus heard the whole world cry for the healing that would flow from his own scars. The world was singing,
You are listening to A Call to Worship.
Beside I'm in your constant care. So hold me and please rock me, sing me heavenly lullabies.
Oh,
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we think about God's protection. I want to thank all of you who have written to us or sent a message to us from our website or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
The one.
This is your call to worship.
Held in Egypt's bondage, I had long a wonder been.
Just the same,
just as much a miracle that led me out of sin.
From the hands of Pharaoh.
He walks with me, Israel rejoiced when they walked out upon the shore.
God just got
so my feeble voice I raise his goodness to adore.
From the hands of Pharaoh.
Delivered by Jehovah's wondrous might.
He walks with me.
Hallelujah, cloud
by day and bright fire by night. As we just heard, a musical reminder of how God delivered the Israelites from the hands of Pharaoh, nothing is too hard for Jehovah God. These words in Deuteronomy 7, verse 15, "And the Lord will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases that you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all your enemies." In Psalm 12, "Therefore, Lord, we know you will protect the oppressed, preserving them forever from this lying generation, even though the wicked strut about and evil is praised throughout the land." and John 17, the words of Jesus, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one." And that same subject in Thessalonians 3. "But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one." The Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one, also found in Nehemiah chapter 5. "He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of God, our God and Father," Galatians 1. "And now, unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling, protecting you, preserving you, rescuing you, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." Those words in Jude 24:25, familiar to most of us. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but will, with the temptation, also provide a way of escape to protect you, that you may be able to endure it." And these words in Psalm 20, "In times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm." Jeremiah 15, this is how the Lord responds to Jeremiah. "If you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. If you speak good words rather than worthless ones, you will be my spokesman. You must influence them. Do not let them influence you. They will fight against you like an attacking army. But I will make you as secure as a fortified wall of bronze. They will not conquer you, for I am with you to protect you and rescue you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Yes, I will certainly keep you safe from these wicked men. I will rescue you from their cruel hands." And finally, the words of Jesus in his words found in John chapter 17. "Now I am departing from the world. They are staying in this world, but I am coming to you, Holy Father. You have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name, so that they will be united just as we are."
Toil he doth reach me. Have dusty miles. And though at times the way seems hard, still in my heart I know his hand is there and I am still his child.
Our call to worship today is focused on God's protection, His strength that rescues us from challenges. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page, and of course, you can visit our website located at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now these words from Jeremiah 29:11, very appropriate as we think about God's protection. And I quote, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
His mighty power.
joy.